In California, an unyielding drought is devastating water supplies, and one anxiety-inducing example is in the Central Valley community of Coalinga, where the water may run out by the end of the year. That means Coalinga would have to buy water on the open market at exorbitant prices, which could overwhelm the city's budget. Ray Singleton is the mayor pro tem of Coalinga. Mr. Singleton, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And so I just did my best to lay out the situation that you're up against, but you are the one who is living through this. How urgent is your water crisis at this point?
It is in dire need. It's crazy when you normally receive 10 acre feet of water and then the state, for whatever the reason, drops you down to 2. I mean, and then they ask to conserve. There's nothing we can do about it. That water is not enough. 2,000 acre feet of water. I mean, we've asked our citizens to do their best, and they have. They have so many dry lawns, it's crazy. But we also have a state hospital and a state prison, which also uses our water at about 25%. But we can't regulate them like we can our citizens.
So an acre foot of water is enough water to fill an acre 1 foot deep with water, just for reference for people. Now, the issue, as I understand it, is that the town relies exclusively on water from a canal and reservoir system that's managed by the federal government, which, of course, they are under a tremendous amount of strain because of the drought that's been going on for more than 2 decades. Can you help me understand, though, why Coalinga isn't getting any of the water that's left in that canal system? You say you keep getting cuts.
I wish I could answer that question. That's a million-dollar question. We know the government has the availability to allow water to flow because we have so much water that we push out towards the Pacific. It's just impossible to say we don't have any water. But as soon as you go outside of Coalinga, either north or south, it's beautifully green. Los Angeles is always going to be green. And so is San Francisco. So is Modesto. It just puzzles us on why we get such a short end of the stick.
At this point, is it true that you're on track to run out of water completely by the end of the year?
That's a yes and no. Okay, and I'm going to try to explain why, because they have an obligation to where you have to have health and safety for water.
The federal government.
Exactly. It's just how it's written. So each person in each household, I think it's like 55 gallons per person. Anything other than that, they don't have to give you that. But if we continue to use water without adding to what we're using someone else's water.
One of your options is to buy water on the open market. But as we said, those prices they're exorbitant. What does buying water look like for your town, and what will it cost you?
Oh, wow. It's something that we're actively doing right now, looking into. And the price, of course, it's going to soar. That's going to look like roughly in the millions. That's a lot of money that we have to impose some of that on our citizens as far as taxing the water.
When you say the price of water will soar, what's the price tag?
The price tag may be 2,500 acre square foot of water.
$2,500 for an acre foot.
Yes. Yes.
And before this crisis, what did it cost you?
$194. That's insane.
It's very troubling, and it's probably very scary for people in Coalinga. We have a piece of tape here from your colleague, the mayor, Ron Ramsey, at a city council meeting in early August. And this was at a point when everyone but him voted to approve a slate of restrictions, including limits on watering front yards. Let's listen.
We're saying basically don't come to Coalinga because you're going to blow away. I'm sorry. Not right.
So Mayor Ramsey's very upset to be dealing with this.
I'm
sure other people are too. How is this affecting people's lives?
Just in your livelihood, it's almost like you're taking something from us and we have no control over it. I mean, you can't even go out and water your front yard. You know, I mean, in order for someone to get a pool, there's a moratorium to where you have to shuttle in your own water. I've never been in a situation like this before, this bad, and we don't see it getting any better.
Well, in fact, it might even get worse, because if this drought goes on for any longer, you might be competing with other cities and other towns across the Western United States who may have a bigger budget than you. How concerned are you about the long-term future?
Yes, definitely. It's easy to put a Band-Aid over this to get to our next allotment. But what do we do then? Like you said, when there's more small cities competing. We can't, but I mean, we're prepared to fight. We're going to set the standard that we're not going to fold. We're not going to run. It's like they want to shut us down, but no.
Mm. I'll tell you what, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. What's happening to you is something that cities like Phoenix are looking at thinking like, oh my gosh, could this be our future? Could it ever get this bad? In some ways, I wonder if you don't feel like a canary in a coal mine. Like, this is what the future looks like in the Western United States.
It's scary. It's very scary.
Ray Singleton is the mayor pro tem of Coalinga, California, in danger of running out of water by the end of the year. Mr. Singleton, thank you for your time and good luck.
Thank you for having us.